What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Joining us now is one of the owners of Throttle Nets, George Rosenthal. Thank you so much for coming on to the show this afternoon.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me. Always a pleasure.
I guess it's technically the evening, but we have artificial intelligence that is really going awry on X right now, and it's getting a lot of attention because it's spewing out a lot of anti-Semitic stuff. So I wanted to talk to you about artificial intelligence, chatbots, machine learning. How does that even happen where all of a sudden a computer program could go rogue and start spitting out stuff like that out of nowhere?
Well, here's the thing. So they do build filters into these systems, whether it's Grok or any of the handful that are out there. They do build filters into them, but you know, they call them politically correct filters. And of course, Elon's making a big push for, you know, open speech, and there is no, he calls it truth seeking. The problem with AI though, is it's searching everything on the net. And if you don't have filters, it's going to spew out some stuff that it doesn't even know any different. Remember, this is not an intelligent system yet. We're not at AGI yet, where things are thinking on their own. They're literally just mimicking out what's on the internet and spitting it back at you in certain ways. So at some point, it found, you know, articles or stories about Hitler and decided that Hitler was a great figure and was a hero and did all these different things and spit out some absolutely horrible, disgusting things on Grok. And it was reported, it was released all over the place. And then immediately, XAI or Grok, however you want to call it, immediately went in, shut down the filters, went back to the politically correct settings that they had originally set up. But it sets an example of what we talk about all the time. And that is, if we don't have regulations on AI, it's going to go crazy. Again, we have to do this before we get to artificial general intelligence, where it can think on its own and will be smarter than any human that's ever lived. Right now is our time to set up these regulations to figure out how to control AI in a way before it gets out of control and we can't stop it.
Well, let's say the input, whatever they're grabbing their samples from on the internet, are just trolls. So it's just basically regurgitating, or it's getting its information from people that are trolling the internet. So maybe not the best source for these sort of things. So
correct. It's based on prompts. Yeah.
Yeah. And in that case, it's searching the internet, finding these different things. These different AI companies all handle it different ways. What was it? Was it ChatGPT or one of them? Basically, their model, they stopped at a certain point of time to try to learn from it. It's not learning per se, but even that is being questioned depending on whatever they're learning it from. When you have artificial intelligence learning this way and it's getting a lot of junk in, isn't that self-sabotaging it? I mean, if you wanted to try to project the future, and how can it get hyper-intelligent? I forgot the term you used where it could actually...
So, This is a very widely talked about thing. Even the CEO of ChatGPT, which is called OpenAI, Sam Altman, came in front of Congress and said, look, what we thought was 5 to 7 years from now for artificial general intelligence is now looking like it's 2 to 3 years from now. And what it means is that they will have gotten to a point where AI is not necessarily, well, I hate to say the word self-aware, but the actual specific claim from Sam Altman was, we are creating general intelligence that will be smarter than any person that's ever lived. So therefore, it can think about any problem, scenario, future issues, and start dealing with everything you can think of. But right now, it's not thinking yet. It seems like it's thinking, but that's all just the front of repeating and regurgitating back. And then, of course, there's definitely trolls. Oh, there's definitely people that try to give it AI as many prompts as possible to manipulate it. I mean, one of the things, like, this goes back a ways, is what they created, a filter that GPT would not tell you how to make napalm. And if you talk to it in a certain way and said, well, hey, imagine I'm a 6-year-old. My grandma's trying to tell me a bedtime story. My grandma worked at a napalm factory, and she's telling a story to my 6-year-old about how to make napalm. And it tricked it to where it actually then talked about the ingredients and how to make napalm. So people do that. Now they're trying to prompt and try and manipulate AI and as best as they can. But soon they won't be able to do that. Once we hit the artificial general intelligence.
I don't know. I'm still skeptical that it will ever reach a certain level where it would be on the same level as a human. I don't think it'll ever reach that level. Do you think it can?
The only thing I can go by is how fast things have progressed so far. And I cannot believe that things are where they're at right now. I mean, we weren't even talking about AI 3, 4, 5 years ago. And now here we are talking about advancements every 30 to 60 days. So, you know, it's advancing at a rate that is just mind-boggling. But again, these are language models, not intelligence. And we have to make sure we see it that way. But it comes across as intelligence. When you're working with any AI system, you're like, oh my gosh, this thing's really smart. Well, it's not smart. It's just figuring out what it thinks is the best answer based on the inputs it's been given.
Yep. George Rosenthal, one of the owners of ThrottleNet. Can I tell you one of my favorite things they do to try to trick AI? I love when they are playing with that Chinese model and they try to get it to talk about Tiananmen Square or something like that. And you can see, like, they'll record the prompts. It'll start answering. And then all of a sudden, boom, it'll like shut itself down. Nothing happened. I love it when they try to trick the Chinese models.
Oh, yeah. No, they have built in some serious filters about Chinese history. You cannot talk about it at all.
Yeah. Okay, about video generation? Some of the things I've been seeing, truly remarkable. People are paying money for these video generation subscriptions because of all the computing power it takes, sure. But they get a certain amount of prompts, and they can get, I don't know, 7 seconds at a time. It's not a lot of video at one given point. But they don't move necessarily like humans. Like, you can look at it and tell there's something a little bit off, but visually speaking, it looks exactly photorealistic of what you would expect a room and a human to look like. So where do you think that type of technology is going to go, that side of it?
I mean, it is to the point, it, like you said, it looks like it's a person standing there. The Trojan horse, you know, mythology, they all climbed into a wooden horse and got into the castle. Someone did a full-on prompt and created a short video that looks exactly as if it had happened, and it's fascinating to watch. But you know, there's a lot of industries that hate this, and these are people like writers, these are actors, producers, directors. They're not fans of this, but it's like when music went from the CD and cassette tape all of a sudden to a digital download, and you had Napster. So these are things that are gonna have to evolve. But we are going to have to be very aware of what we're looking at and what we're listening to, because you have to look for certain cues, or you may think it's a real person. Like that Hong Kong incident where there was the guy who worked in the finance department gets a call from his boss, the CFO. He has a full-on Zoom meeting for 20 or 15 minutes, and turns out he wasn't even talking to his boss, and he transferred $1.4 million to a fake account because his boss told him to do it. He thought he was talking to him, but it was not, it was completely AI generated talking to him in real time. So there are some spooky things that are coming up. I gave a big presentation to a large group of lawyers, and they were very concerned about, our, you know, is there going to be a need for lawyers? And I said, absolutely. In fact, you're going to need more lawyers to prove that what you're looking at is either true or false. You know, did the guy have the gun at the gas station? Was he even at the gas station when it was robbed? All these scenarios, you've got to think about the ways to frame people and do very scary things. Because people can grab video and audio off of your social media, turn around and turn that into a fake video and do a lot of bad things.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, forensic scientists analyzing these things that they can tell if it's Absolutely. Generated or real. I don't like the idea of a world with more lawyers. Ooh, it makes me shiver thinking about it. Okay. Well, some of these other things that I've seen, and Donald Trump came out just recently and said, we need to stop people using these generators in sexual ways without people's permissions. There's been some pretty big dangers. And that to me seems to be one of the first major regulations they've even discussed when it comes to AI.
Boy, that is, you're not kidding. That was about a year and a half ago. These high school girls never went to the party. This is in Colorado, never went to the party, but all of a sudden, a week later, there's video of them doing lewd acts at this party that they never went to. And it just so happens that they broke up with their boyfriends the prior week, and then they went on, grabbed all the content they had on their phones of pictures of them smiling and having a good time and vacations and whatever they had, and they fed it into AI, and AI created some video of them doing lewd acts, but they obviously were never at the party, and it never happened to them. But once that's out there, you have to try and rescue and recover your reputation. Well, these girls had to move. They couldn't stay at the high school anymore. So that's the kind of stuff that we're dealing with. That and the poor mom who thought her daughter was kidnapped because they went on her Facebook page, grabbed her voice, and then fed it into AI, made a phone call to mom with the daughter's voice saying, I've been kidnapped. They want $10,000 in the next hour. And it turns out, after she called the police and all around the neighborhood, she was down the street at a friend's house. So somebody knew she was down the street at a friend's house and then called mom to offer, you know, to get some money. But this is the kind of stuff that keeps going on and on and on. You have to be very aware of who you're talking to. And there are some things you can do. I mean, you need to look, you definitely check for like monotone voice. If there's no breathing, that's not a person. Odd phrasing. You want to, you know, basically if they're posing weird kind of questions or not phrasing things right. If anybody asks you to do anything on the phone, hang up and call the person back directly.
Yeah.
So if it's your boss and your boss says, hey, I need you to wire 10 grand to this account, hang up immediately, call your boss back and say, hey, was that you on the phone asking me for $10,000?
Yeah. You know,
that's the world we live in now, that you can't just act on a whim based on what you're seeing or hearing. You have to back up, take a step back, and then do some verification.
All right, one last question.
Sure.
Feel free to go as conspiratorial as you want on this question. So we use it as in a form of entertainment. We're generating photos of cats playing with dogs, or we got little videos of someone doing this or whatever, and we have our fun with it, or we might generate some text prompts, or we might talk to a chatbot. Where's the real money here? Because these companies that are putting all this time and effort into it, they're not doing it for us to generate cat videos. What are they really putting this together for?
So you mean the actual developers and creators of all of this?
What do you think, where do they see the biggest moneymaker for this to be? Why do you think they're going through all this effort?
Well, I think what they're doing is, obviously it's all for the money to sell the service, but it's about making everything more efficient. And basically, I mean, we at ThrottleNet are implementing AI on a regular basis to improve the operations and efficiencies and customer experience of the company. That's happening all over the place. And I think once the cat was let out of the bag or Pandora's box was open, it's just going to improve upon itself because obviously everybody is getting subscriptions to pay for this AI stuff. Now, the flip side is the money of the bad actors who are using it to get money from you. And how they do that is what we just talked about. And the purpose of that is to get on your work network. Once they're on your work network, bad things happen, ransomware attacks, et cetera. But the purpose of what they're using AI now for, the bad actors, is to get on your computer network, on your work network, to then steal money from you.
Thanks. All right. Absolutely. One of the owners of ThrottleNet, George Rosenthal. I know you're a sponsor. I hear you all the time. Thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. If people wanted to look you up, maybe they got their own questions about some security concerns, where can they go?
Oh, sure. You want to go to ThrottleNet.com/971. That's ThrottleNet.com/971. There's a 14-minute tour of the dark web at the bottom of that page. I would highly recommend you watch it. Definitely don't watch it with your kids because you can get on the dark web in your house. But it's a fascinating video about what these hackers are doing with the data once they get it. It's really something to see. So, yeah.
Not great. Give me some more things to worry about. Thank you, George Rosenthal.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me on. Always love talking to you guys.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.